Jamaica real estate investing. Jamaica real estate storybook.
Buying a piece of the rock.
The sun hung high over the Blue Mountains as Fenrir and Leda sat at a bustling cafe in New Kingston. Between sips of coffee, they pored over a tablet displaying property listings. Everyone says it's time to start thinking about a legacy, Fenrir noted, his eyes scanning the digital horizon of Kingston's apartment boom. Leda nodded, her expression serious. They weren't just looking for a roof, they were looking for an asset. In Jamaica, owning land was more than a transaction. It was buying a piece of the rock, a foundational step toward building generational wealth that could support their families for decades to come.
Later that afternoon, Ayoade and Chiron joined them, spreading a physical map of the island across the table. Location is everything, Ayoade said, pointing to the bustling urban sprawl of Kingston and then tracing the coastline toward the north coast. Chiron tapped the area near St. Anne. Kingston is the heart of business, perfect for long-term rentals, he explained. But the North Coast is a hotspot for tourism, and short-term stays. We have to decide if we want the steady hum of the city or the high-tide potential of the tourist corridor. They realized that where they bought would dictate their strategy for years.
How do we actually pay for it? Fenrir asked, leaning back. Ayoade pulled up a website on her phone. For us, the National Housing Trust, the NHT, is the first stop. She explained that as contributors, they could access lower interest rates than traditional banks. However, the NHT has limits on how much they will lend per person. It was the base layer of their financial cake, a benefit meant to make homeownership accessible to every Jamaican worker. But it often required a partner or a second source of funding to reach the higher prices of the modern market.
Leda and Chiron walked toward a commercial bank downtown to discuss the rest of the puzzle. It's called The Mix, Leda explained. We take our NHT benefit and combine it with a mortgage from a commercial bank. Chiron looked at the tall bank towers with a mix of awe and caution. They knew the bank would look at their debt-to-income ratio and their credit scores. Combining the two sources of funding would give them the buying power needed for a premium property, but it also meant managing two sets of expectations and repayment schedules.
We can't even go house hunting without this, Chiron said, waving a piece of paper as he met Fenrir by the car. It was a pre-approval letter. This document was their golden ticket. It told sellers they were serious and had the financial backing to back up an offer. Fenrir grinned, feeling the weight of the paper. Without pre-approval, they would be window shopping in a market that moved too fast for laggards. Knowing exactly what the bank and the NHT would lend them allowed them to narrow their search to what was truly attainable.
Leda and Ayoade stood in front of a modern townhouse in a gated community in Kingston. The for sale sign was bright and inviting. It looks perfect, Ayoade whispered, but Leda reminded her of the golden rule. Due diligence. They couldn't just trust their eyes. They needed to see the property through the lens of professionals. Buying a piece of the rock meant ensuring that the rock was solid, the boundaries were clear, and the legal history of the land was untainted by disputes or hidden debts.
A few days later, Fenrir and Leda met a professional land surveyor at the property. The surveyor moved carefully with his tripod and equipment, marking the exact corners of the lot. Sometimes fences lie, Fenrir noted, watching the process. The surveyor's report would confirm that the land they were buying matched the description on the title. It was a crucial step to prevent future encroachment issues with neighbors. They learned that a mistake of just a few inches today could lead to a massive legal headache 10 years down the road.
In a quiet, book-lined office, Ayoade and Chiron sat across from a lawyer specializing in real estate. The attorney explained the, quote, title search. This process ensured the seller actually had the right to sell the property and that there were no outstanding, quote, or liens against it. The title is the soul of the property, the lawyer told them. Chiron realized that while the house was the physical asset, the legal documents were the true protection of their investment. They were learning that the most important work happened in the fine print.
Wait, how much? Fenrir asked, looking at the spreadsheet Ayoade had prepared. They were discussing closing costs. Beyond the purchase price, they needed to budget for government stamp duties, transfer taxes, registration fees, and legal costs, usually adding up to about 5% to 10% of the home's value. Fenrir felt a momentary pang of caution. It was a reminder that real estate required a significant cash cushion up front. It wasn't just about the monthly mortgage. It was about the cost of entry into the world of ownership.
The day finally arrived for the closing. Lita and Charon met at the lawyer's office to sign the final instrument of transfer. It was a moment of profound gravity. As Lita pressed the pen to the paper, she felt the shift from being a spectator to being a stakeholder in her country. Charon received a heavy set of keys and a copy of the sales agreement. The process had been long and complex, filled with checks and balances, but the result was a tangible piece of Jamaica that belonged to them.
Fenrir and Charon stood on the balcony of their new acquisition as the sun set over the Kingston Harbor. The city lights began to twinkle like diamonds. "We did it," Charon said quietly. "This isn't just a building. It's leverage. It's collateral for future dreams." Fenrir looked out at the horizon, realizing that the piece of the rock they now held was a shield against inflation and a springboard for their future children. They had moved from consuming to owning, changing the trajectory of their lives through patience and due diligence.
As the group gathered one last time, Lita and Awedi reflected on what they had learned. Real estate was a journey of finance, law, and vision. They had navigated the NHT, the banks, the surveyors, and the taxes. They had balanced their aspirations with a healthy dose of caution. They knew that their journey aligned with the highest standards of business and finance. Understanding market trends, managing credit, performing due diligence, and building long-term equity. Their piece of the rock was small, but its foundations were deep and unshakable.
Submit. Submit. Previous quiz. Back to course. Next lesson.